You're listening to Scared Monkeys Radio. My name's Dana Pretzer. This is my daily commentary for Friday, February 23rd, 2007. Well, just like the story where the parents who caged the special needs kids needed to be screened and needed to be looked at before those special needs kids even went into their care, here's another story that makes it so important for proper screening before people get to be foster parents or parents, adoptive parents of special needs children or any children. This comes from Portland, Oregon. An 84-year-old woman who confessed to having sex with an 11-year-old boy in her foster care reached a deal with prosecutors and pleaded guilty Thursday last to attempted sex abuse, officials said. Georgie Boy will serve 36 months in prison, said the chief district attorney for Wasco County in Oregon. In a taped confession, Boy admitted to having sex with the boy while he was in her care in 2004, Wolf said. Her age and lack of prior criminal convictions played a role in the plea deal. Her age and lack of prior criminal convictions played a role in the plea deal. She's 84. She had sex with an 11-year-old. What difference does it make what her age is, and what difference does it make that she has no other criminal convictions? She has no other criminal convictions because she hasn't been caught. The justice system needs to look at that. If you commit an offense against a child, then you should do the time. That simple. The system needs to reevaluate how people are allowed to be foster parents, parents of special needs children, and if someone in a position of authority or anyone commits a crime like this against a child, there should be a mandatory minimum sentence. Saying that her lack of prior criminal convictions played a role in the plea deal is absolutely asinine. I'm Dana Pretzer.